To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Hanna joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
This is Help Me Somebody by Steve Cropper from Dedicated, an album he did in 2011 as a tribute album to the 1950s R&B band, the Five Royales. I'm guessing that album has gotten almost zero mention in any of the stuff written or said about Steve Cropper since he died yesterday, none of which I've had a chance to read because I've been too busy. But it's a great record, and it was a real labor of love for him. So I wanted to send that out to him.
So for those who don't know, who was Steve Cropper?
He was one of the key figures at Stax Records. He is both a guitar player for Booker T and the MGs, and also for a lot of the Booker T and the MGs also just played as the house band for a lot of the recordings by other artists. So he played with Booker T and the MGs, and he played on lots of other records. He was also a producer and engineer who worked on a lot of records, and a songwriter of note. I believe he has a co-credit on Dock of the Bay, on In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett, on all kinds of other stuff. And so he is one of the central figures of the entirety of the Stax sound, not just with his guitar playing, but with his songwriting and producing as well.
Green Onions, what's the story behind that? Was it just recorded? What's the story behind Green Onions?
I mean, I'm not prepared for the whole story behind Green Onions. Green Onions is the signature single by Booker T and the MGs. I mean, they had other songs, not just right. Green Onions, but that was one of their first hits, maybe their first hit, and was certainly one of the signature, Stax records.
And he's a guy who he moved here when he was young, so he was truly a Memphian. He went to
Messick High School. I mean, there was a whole scene back there in the 50s of just like local bands, high school bands, college bands, frat bands, garage bands, that whole sort of scene. And a lot of those guys came up through that, or in some cases through more of the Bill Street jazz blues scenes. There was this whole world of live music that was happening. And he and Duck Dunn, who was also the bassist for Booker T and the MGs, I think were part of one of those like teen bands before they sort of came up into the Stax world.
He was considered a truly great guitarist?
Sure. There's different kinds of guitarists, right? The thing about Booker T and the MGs, it was four guys sort of playing together in service of a groove.
Right.
And even on the stuff where they were backup Sam and Dave, which was a little bit showier, it wasn't like, now I'm going to break out for a 45-second guitar solo.
Right, right.
That's not what they did. It's more about riffs, tone, rhythm. But yeah, he was certainly one of the great guitar players in his style.
Right. What was the recent documentary? Was there a recent documentary on Stax?
HBO did a two-part thing a couple years ago. I wrote a story about it.
And was he featured prominently in that? I mean, did he talk? Was he a? Is it? Because
the person who I remember most in that documentary is Booker T. Jones. There are a couple great Booker T. segments in that documentary. I can't remember whether there was a fresh Cropper interview in that or just archival. I really don't remember.
I got you. And then the Blues Brothers. How did that, do you recall how that evolved?
Yeah, I mean, they had to put a band together for that. And so they put a band together, and C. Cropper was probably the most prominent person who ended up being a part of it. I mean, the whole Blues Brothers shtick was sort of a riff on Sam and Dave.
Right.
You know, the two guys, and they even did Soul Man, and the two guys singing, and the whole shebang. And so, you know, they sort of went to the source to get Cropper right. in as part of that band with other people.
I get it. Steve Cropper died yesterday at the age of 84. So a lot has happened in the world of the NBA. There's been all kinds of dramas playing out. One is, we got, as you said yesterday, there had to be more to the Chris Paul story. And now we've evidently he's just a difficult guy, and he clashed. And they said, the hell with it. We're done, right? I mean, that's sort of what do you perceive from what you've read?
I think he's got a history of being a difficult guy. I've heard various things in that regard. I think he has a history of being a difficult guy. He's also a demanding guy, and he was in a situation that was like a bit of a mess anyway. So that's probably a bad mix of this guy who can't himself like change things because he's not good enough anymore. But a guy's probably browbeating the situation, and he's right about the situation. But what is he going to do to fix it? And like that probably is probably a combustible situation, I would gather.
Yeah.
It's sad because he's the best player in franchise history, and this is his retirement season. That's why there had to be something else. It's just wild just to cut this guy loose. Can you imagine Mike Conley coming to the Grizzlies next season and say, this is my retirement year, and then they cut him at midnight in December, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's weird because obviously he's so respected as a player, but then Tyronn Lue is so respected as a coach. So you would think there would be some synergy there. Instead, there was evidently not. So there's been all kinds of speculation as to where he could land, although no one has settled on an obvious spot if he lands anywhere at all. Some of the places that
there's not a lot of evidence he has a lot to give at this point,
right?
And so again, I joked yesterday, maybe would the Lakers like cut Bronny James to bring Chris Paul in? Like, I don't think they will, you know.
Well, and some of the so it was felt that Houston might have a point guard problem, but they really don't, right? Yeah.
I mean, you know, I maybe they could use him, but like, he's not playing above Amen Thompson or Reed Shepard. Is he playing above Aaron Holiday at this point? Like, how much does he fix? Does he address the issue? Hey, I mean, they've done great without like that, and Reed Shepard's come along. And so, like, if they had an endless number of roster spots, that might make sense. But I don't know. Does it make sense for them to like get rid of someone they already have for Chris Paul?
All right. Speaking of Mike Conley, Minnesota has a point guard needs.
Yeah, again, I mean, would he play better over? Well, I mean, I think he probably is better, frankly, than Rob Dillingham, who they traded up to get with the lottery pick. But, you know, that's one that probably makes a little bit more sense. He could maybe help them. Again, I don't know. I know a lot about the NBA, but I don't have instant recall about what the situation is with the 14th and 15th roster spots on every team.
Right. Shame on you, Chris.
I don't know.
Shame on you.
I don't know who has open roster spots.
Right.
And who has guys that they'd be willing to just cut to make room for somebody.
Right. And the problem is he's not very good. It is interesting, though. He started all 82 last year and was decent, right, for San Antonio?
Yeah, and so maybe in the right situation, like, you know, maybe you're not playing him on back-to-backs or whatever, if he's playing 12, 15 minutes off the bench. No, it might work out. Like, I was thinking he wanted to play this season. And so, yeah, we'll see if he finds a landing spot. All the teams you mentioned seem like viable potential candidates. Just a matter of whether they have a roster spot, and if they don't, if they want to clear one for him.
And then there's the other sort of question perspective with Chris Paul is, is he a dying breed even at his zenith? Like, is that no longer what point guards are?
Oh, I think if you're peak Chris Paul, you can play in any era.
Of course.
So, I don't think he's a dying breed. I think he's a rare breed. That's what he is.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. He's under 6 feet tall. And it is interesting. Like, point guards now, whatever, like they're, I guess Shea Gillis-Alexander, right? Like, of course, he's a rare breed, too, in his own way.
Right.
The classic point guard, I guess, is it going out of fashion? How many classic point guards are there?
I think players are more – I think if Chris Paul were coming up today, he would have been a little bit more aggressive as a scorer and probably would have developed a little bit more as an outside shooter earlier on. I think the game is such that – lead guards are sort of asked to score more sort of across the board maybe than they were a generation ago. So I think he would, like a lot of players, he'd probably be a somewhat different player if he came up today.
Yeah. All right. Giannis, there was drama around Giannis in the sense that there's discussion that, oh, maybe he doesn't want to be a Buck after all. And yet in the midst of it, he then gets
hurt
with the ever-popular calf strain.
Right calf strain, man. It's really going around. It's all the rain.
It's all the rain.
The calf strain.
They've ruled out an Achilles injury. Let's pretend he was healthy, because this obviously puts a crimp in it. But let's pretend he was healthy. What did you make of there's been all this talk about the Knicks. It's unclear what the Knicks would have to give up that Milwaukee wants, whatever else. Or that the Knicks have enough depth to give it up. What did you make about possible landing spots for Giannis? Were he healthy?
Well, this sort of popped up yesterday when Drew and I were recording the pod, which I don't know whether that's up yet or not. Drew makes his return to the Grizzlies, the Daily Memphis Grizzlies pod this week. And this popped up in the pod, and he asked me, my initial first thought was Atlanta in terms of what makes sense to me. Now, other factors come into play that are much greater than what makes sense to me, right? Like, what does Giannis want? Is he going to force his way to New York? You know, there's all these other, you know, teams that you think of. But to me, the deal that makes the most sense on its surface is Atlanta. Because Atlanta has the pick, right? The pick that right now is slotted number one in the draft, by the way, the New Orleans pick. They've got that pick. They've got Zachary Richichet, who was the number one pick last year. There's all kinds of ways you can develop a contract match. It could be a Trae Young trade. It could be a Jalen Johnson trade. It could be whatever. And any of these scenarios still leave a really good team around him in the East, where you don't have to go through Oklahoma City to get to the finals. I think Atlanta makes the most sense, but I don't know. Like, is he going to be insistent on trying to get to New York? And is he going to make that happen? That's sort of the question. San Antonio is a team that could easily get involved. I don't think anybody wants to see that, except for maybe Spurs fans.
Well, and it's interesting. If you were Atlanta, for a 31-year-old Giannis, if what it, like this, in this draft, the thing about this draft is there is a great supposedly top three, even top four now, depending on how far you go.
Right.
Like people really like even top through the top eight. There's people, but there's not a Wemby, right? There's not a you wouldn't give it up in a Wemby draft, would you? Give up that pick? And of course, there's the lottery anyway. You're not likely to pick first anyway. You're likely to pick.
You might even if you have the slotted number one going into the lottery, there's a very good chance you're going to pick fifth anyway.
I think you give it up for Giannis, but maybe probably not in a Wemby draft, right? If there were a Wemby draft, you wouldn't do it.
I think that's probably right. And so, you know, obviously, any team making a trade for Giannis has to be comfortable in two things before you do a deal. That is that after you do a deal, you're left with a team you think has a real chance to make a run to the NBA Finals. And I think Atlanta has enough talent on hand that you could construct a deal that they would feel that way in the East still. And you have to be comfortable that Giannis is going to embrace being there, you know, and being there through the rest of his prime. And so if you can clear both of those hurdles, then you do a deal. And I think Atlanta could be a team that could do that. But to me, the second thing is a real question. Like, you know,
how much
is Giannis going to narrow the direction of this?
If you get a fully enthusiastic Giannis, you're going to have five or six more years of very good basketball.
I think so. That's why I'm saying, like, this is a deal I'd be willing to do if I'm them, you know, if I can clear those hurdles.
Yeah.
Or clear the second one.
All right. And then I don't know what you thought of the piece that ESPN did on LaMelo Ball, Ja Morant, and Trae Young.
So there are two specific things that jumped out. Obviously, there's a billion like anonymous quotes of scouts and executives bad-mouthing all three players, right? That's mostly what it is. There's two things that jumped out to me, one of which I sort of wrote about a little bit in the mailbag that I filed this morning, one of which I didn't. The one thing I would push back on in the story, which I found a little gratuitous, was the lack of context. There's a sentence there where it says something like the Grizzlies, you know, declined to engage Morant with an extension this summer, but eagerly committed to Jaren Jackson Jr., which seems a little mischievous to me to phrase it that way, while leaving out the context that Jaren Jackson had 1 year left on his current deal and Morant had 3 years left on his current deal. The timing forced a decision on Jaren, and the same timing considerations allowed the team to not make a decision on Morant. And so to leave out the context of the of where they were in their previous contracts, I think colored that a certain way that didn't need to be colored that way. The other thing was one of the anonymous scout quotes said something like, they're going to have, you know, they have no choice but to trade Morant.
Yeah, it's the last one. Here it is. It's a gamble, but I truly believe that Ja will be fine in his next stop. But the Grizzlies are going to have to move Ja. They don't have a choice.
So I can't argue against that because I don't even know what I'm arguing against. Like, what is the implication there? Is the implication supposed to be Morant's going to force his way out? Or is the implication like, you know, they can't do an extension, thus they have to trade him? Like, the second thing is a choice, right? And I don't have no sense at the first thing.
It's just not working there. They don't have any choice. Like, I mean, which of course they do have a choice. You're exactly right.
Right. This is my point. And so if the implication is either like Morant is going to make them trade him, or it's, I think a lot of people have developed, even within the league, developed this idea of like, well, he hates the coach. And so when I just think that's exaggerating off of tea leaves. And so I think it's very possible that you know, whether it's this season or this summer or next season, that this whole thing ends in a Morant getting traded. Like, I think that's very possible. But the idea that the Grizzlies have no choice in the matter but to do that, I just don't think is true.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's also the here's another one. Either you're declining at a rapidly fast rate or you've quit on this coach.
To me, the big concern is the first part of that, not the second. That's a real concern.
I think that's right. There was one quote. Here you go. Here's a positive one. I think Ja is the one who maybe can be saved. If he's got to prove he can play to get paid again, you can get him. I think get him meaning you can get him to play well again, not necessarily you can obtain him on a new team.
I think I might agree with that. I've always been low on Ball and Young. I think I'm lowest on LaMelo Ball of the three by far. I agree with like the bad order. Mouth quotes about like this guy's not serious, you know. Right. I just don't take him seriously. With the Trae Young thing, like I do take him seriously. I just have always felt like the defensive problems are so ingrained that it's just insurmountable. I don't think that's been as true with Morant. And so I think the best case version of Morant is better than the best case version of those other two players. So, but I think the Morant thing has become so damaged that to me, the him versus Trae Young is a little bit more of a toss up. I don't believe in LaMelo Ball at all.
Well, he's the one who truly gets trashed in the most trash. Like there's not a positive. The only thing people say about him is that some believe he is the most physically talented of them. And then everyone's like, I want no part of it. Like the whole shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's the youngest and the biggest. So in some ways you would say that's the guy you would want to bet on of the three, but it's not for me at all.
With Trae Young, there was a quote in there about how he gives you
He's a floor raiser.
Yeah. In some ways, of course, Ja isn't a floor raiser if he's not playing. Like that's different.
Right.
Trae Young has previously at least played. Isn't one of the arguments that a little guard who can't shoot, who doesn't guard, which is sort of, I mean, also what Ja is to a greater or lesser degree, is also a floor raiser, but puts a ceiling on things?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. The point with Trae Young is that teams have been good on offense with him. Like he by himself almost creates a certain level of offensive competence for your basketball team. But you have the defensive problem, and you have the fact that while he creates a certain level of offensive competence, he has to be the dominant figure on your offense, and he's not Luka, and he's not Jokic or whatever. So that's where the ceiling part comes in.
The other thing in the story where there was some sentences about how he is perceived to be not particularly popular among his teammates, which is weird given how many assists he racks up. And I'll say this, that's never really been a thing with Ja. You never get the sense that, you know, Ja's unpopular in the locker room. I mean, I'm sure people have rolled their eyes occasionally or grouse about this and that, but it was actually
quite the opposite early on, which is something that people noted when they compared Trae Young to Ja Morant. It felt like Ja was a guy who brought everyone with him. And obviously that's gotten rocky the past few years, mostly not because of any problem with him and teammates, just was the problem with him, right? Not being present, not being as good. But Morant at his best has been the opposite of that. He has been the guy who guys like to play with.
Yeah. Chris, thanks very much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks.
All right.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I have more things I want to talk to Chris about. We still haven't gotten to the what's happening in Memphis film. And then they were having a discussion on Jason and John yesterday. They were asking if Zach Edey is better than Jaren Jackson Jr. And I boiled it down this way, Jeffrey, because the answer is no. But if the question is, if right now, Jeffrey, you could have the entire league could have any of the Grizzlies players on the same $10 million deal, right? So if you take money out of it, can I believe that Zach Edey at his rookie deal is might be more popular than Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
making $50
million?
Yes.
You're coming up with a flat.
I'm saying if every one of them makes $12 million, right? Who's the first Grizzly taken?
I think it's Jaren.
It's Jaren.
I think durability. He's
defensively a tremendous player. He's versatile. He fits in lots of situations. You're going to be able to play him in the playoffs. Like Jaren. It's Jaren. Who's two?
I think probably then they would go Ja.
I think still, I think that's true as well. Now, some wouldn't because they want no part of the act, right?
Yeah, I'm a little woke on all of these types of stories. I do think there is a significant push
to devalue someone so they can be moved.
Correct. To destabilize.
So I think Ja would be two. Who do you think would be three?
Is three Coward?
I think three would be Coward because he fits everywhere.
Right.
Right? And then four would be
Edey.
If they all were the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Someday we'll ask Chris about that. All right. We're going to play Right and Then Right Trivia. Coming up next. Before then, I will remind you that this would be a great time to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. The holidays are here. They're not just bearing down on us. Christmas is bearing down on us. The holidays are here. Time to get out there and shop. And no better place to go than Robert Irwin Jewelers. I went there last year. Claire's still happy. I'll be going back this year. Among the top holiday picks, tennis bracelets. Stunning 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet. Just $1,199, limited time only on this one. And right now, you get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings. How about that? Diamond necklaces, 10-carat lab-grown diamond tennis necklace. Glitters end-to-end, sparkles end-to-end. Priced impress at only $39.99. And, of course, engagement rings. Robert Irwin specializes in engagement rings where you get the 365-day, no questions asked, meant to be guarantee. They got fabulous financing, 12 months interest-free financing, or they take up to 60 months to pay. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers, rijewelers.com. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. We will take caller number two. And we'll play Right or the Right Trivia. Kevin Cerita will be joining us. What are you giving? What are we giving away to the
Jeff,
people?
Jeff, we got two tickets to the Holiday Wonders at the Gardens. Cool little light family show. Great spot for everyone.
All right. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, back on the Jeff Gawkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the Czar of Fun and Games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, how are you?
Doing great, Jeff. Great to hear from you. Great to be back after taking off for Thanksgiving last week. I want to give a shout out to John, who I saw last night at Jack Brown's in Midtown. Jack Brown's is now where we play Music Bingo on Wednesday. It's a new Music Bingo location. We have trivia there on Tuesdays. We have Music Bingo now on Wednesday night. John was playing there last night. Said he gets every question right during Rather Than Right trivia, could beat Jeffrey. I told him, call in. He did not get in today. John is not our contestant, but shout out to John and everybody who comes out and plays.
They all can do it when they're under the hot, white hot glare of the spotlight here on Rather Than Right trivia. Right, Jeffrey? You don't think that's true?
Listen, we welcome competition. We're trying to get better every single day. And so if someone out there thinks that they can be a sparring partner, we'll welcome it.
You can only play the people of your schedule. You know, you can only play your schedule.
I don't make the schedule either.
He can only play his schedule. But anyway, Jack Brown's is now a beer and burger and bingo joint every Wednesday. We play at 8:00. We'll be back there next Wednesday. And we got trivia happening tonight, but also a very special music bingo this weekend. So over the years, I've had the privilege of co-hosting radio shows and trivia events with people like Jack Eaton, Jerry Lawler, Zeebo, both of you guys, Jeff and Jeffrey. But tonight, I'm very excited about the co-host that we have planned for bingo tonight, because the Grinch is coming to bingo tonight at Waldo's in Hudova. I think that's what that part of town is called, Jeffrey, Hudova.
Of course, Cordova. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, so we'll be out at Waldo's tonight with the Grinch playing Christmas music bingo.
Where is Hudova?
Hudova, yes, Cordova.
I'm a little slow to catch on. Yeah, keep your eye on Christmas when you're on the Grinch. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yes, anyway, carry on. Anyway, we're out there tonight. We'll give away tickets to his Broadway show's coming to the Orpheum later this month, and we've got tickets. We'll give away to that. But the Grinch himself will be there. You'll be able to meet him, take pictures, and mingle with the Grinch. But
Great. He's a mean one. He's a mean one. So, All right, who do we have? Do we have a contestant?
Jeff, we do. Let's welcome Chris to the program. He's driving through Arkansas. Oh,
driving through Arkansas. This will be an adventure. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
Good. How's the traffic?
It's running smoothly right now. I'm driving down 40 to Fort Smith.
All right. Well, we're going to hope for the best here. I'm going to turn things over to Kevin. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. This is Right or the Right trivia. Your job is to try to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you'll win. But, of course, you just got to play honorably to take the prize. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever category you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa. As we play the game, which starts right now. Cue that intro. All right, here we go. Let's start your categories. We have meat or fruit. Meat or fruit.
I'll go with meat.
Meat. Operating brands like Jimmy Dean and Ballpark, what is the largest meat company in the United States?
Nathan's.
Incorrect. Uh-oh. This seems like not until I read the question that I feel like, Jeffrey might know this one. He is. Jeffrey's really big on packaged foods.
You're big on it. It's an area of expertise for you, typically.
Are you going to steal, Jeffrey, or not? Jimmy Dean and Ballpark, they are brands from the largest meat company in the United States. Steal or no steal?
Steal.
I'm going to say no steal. My dad's yelling at me.
Tyson is your
answer. My dad's yelling at me.
Tyson.
I'm glad, though. My gut was going to be guess Bryant Foods, but I was like, who did Bryant sell to? So I'm glad
it's Tyson. All right, it's scoreless, but Jeffrey has control of the board.
All right, fruit for you, Jeffrey. What red fruit allegedly has 613 seeds in it, according to the Talmud? 613 seeds. That's a lot of seeds.
Red fruit.
According to beliefs from our Jewish friends here.
Oh, God, now you're confusing me.
That's the source. That's the source.
Yeah, I'm going to guess the first thing came to mind, so it's going to be wrong. I'm going to guess pomegranate.
Hey, you are correct. Pomegranate has 613 seeds. You're right.
I just didn't know the Jewish.
You ever had a pomegranate?
I have not. My wife has one in the house right now.
I hadn't had one till about a year ago. They are a wildly impressive fruit. I have to say, kind of weird to eat, but wildly impressive. So I have a pomegranate. Have you ever had a pomegranate, Kevin?
I don't remember. Is this readily available at the grocery store?
Yeah, you just cut it open and they've literally
sliced it.
72 million. Yeah.
There was seeds. A lot of seeds in there.
And the seeds are kind of stained. But it feels like a fruit of the gods. Like it's so exotic when you open it and kind of tasty. Anyway, it's one to nothing. Go ahead.
Grab me some pomegranate this weekend. All right, Christmas or other holidays? Christmas or other holidays?
Other holidays.
Other holidays. Wow. All right. What branch of the U.S. military celebrates its birthday the day before Veterans Day?
The U.S. Army?
That's not correct.
That is not correct. Jeffrey has not stolen. Jeffrey,
I know the answer. Once again, there is one question every day where I know the answer.
I'm going to leave it off. I think it's the Marines.
It's the Marines.
It is the Marines. Yes, all right. That's right.
The Marines. Jeffrey, you may not be playing this game well today.
I know.
I'm a little worried about you. All right.
It doesn't seem like Jeffrey's best effort so far, but he's in the lead. Christmas for you, Jeffrey. I'm hanging out with the Grinch tonight. We'll have a special round of Grinch trivia next Thursday night at trivia. Tell me the name of the Grinch's dog, Jeffrey.
Oh, let's see. It's Max. Max.
Max is correct.
Oh, 2-0. 2-0. You know, sometimes you got to be able to win even when you don't have your best stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes the fastball's over, not there.
Back to Chris.
All right, Chris, 70s TV or 90s TV?
90s TV.
Dang it.
What sitcom character has an on and off again relationship with Janice and a father whose drag persona is known as Helena Handbasket?
Did you say 90s? Drag persona?
Yeah, drag.
Yes.
Drag persona.
Man.
Helena Handbasket. It's clever.
It gotta be. It's requirement number one. No answer here? 90s sitcom character?
Doesn't seem to have it on the tip of his tongue.
He does not.
Well, no. And have you stolen yet, Jeffrey?
I'm not. That's,
he knows this.
That's Chandler Bing, right? Yeah.
It is Chandler, yes. Chandler Bing from Friends. On
all right, that is 3-0. And Jeffrey now gets to answer a question about 70s TV.
Oh, man.
This is my good. I might know another question, oddly.
Danny Bonaducci became famous as a child when he starred together in...
I know it.
What 1970s musical sitcom?
All right. Is it... there's one that always trips me up, but I'm just going to say the obvious. It's Partridge Family.
It's the Partridge Family. Yes, it's got to be.
Yes.
Come on, get happy. That one.
Isn't there like another one? There's like another...
Maybe.
Well, you have the Monkees.
Maybe
no,
there's
that's
the Monkees.
The 60s,
it's not a family.
It?
Is it 4-0?
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch formed a band. The
yeah,
Brady
no,
Bunch,
that doesn't count.
A band.
That's 4-0 now. 4-0. But we still have one more round?
Yeah, one more round.
One more round. Chris.
Still plenty of game left.
Still plenty of game left. You got some highway in front of you probably, too, so we're good.
You want to go around the world or out of this world?
Out of this world.
Out of this world. Rising over 13 miles above the surface, the largest mountain in the solar system is located on what planet?
Mars.
19 miles. Mars is correct.
Nailed it.
Quick.
4-1.
Around the world, Jeffrey, the late Brittany Murphy and the wife of Patrick Mahomes both spelled their first name the same way as a northwestern region of what nation?
You're going to have to repeat this one.
Sure. We got some Kansas City Chiefs trivia here.
Yeah.
The late Brittany Murphy and the wife of Patrick Mahomes both spelled their first name the same way as a northwestern region of what nation?
France.
France is correct. Jeffrey's on a roll today.
Brittany, yeah. France.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
5-1. This is very impressive, Jeffrey. You've picked up steam here. I'm going to guess that Chris is going to wager his 1 point. And Jeffrey, how many points are you going to wager? Go ahead. He's wagering 5, weirdly enough.
No, he's not.
He's wagering there. 1.
Looking at the camera.
over to Chris.
All right. We've got 3 of a kind. 3 of a kind is the category. On question A or B?
I'll go with B.
All right. Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, and Applejack are toys turned television characters belonging to what media franchise? Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, and Applejack.
What was the last part of the question?
They are toys turned into television characters belonging to what media franchise? So they started as toys and got turned into TV characters.
So we're looking for the TV company?
The brand, yeah. It's the brand that they are associated. It's the type of toy, which is also the name of the show.
Oh, man.
Type of toy. Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, and Applejack.
It's a toy or a TV show?
It's both.
I don't really understand the question either. So go ahead. Just acknowledge you don't know this, Chris.
I do not know it.
Me either. Do you know what he's talking about, Jeffrey?
Is it Transformers? That was the only thing that came to mind.
Oh, no. Very far from that. It's okay. My Little Pony. My Little Pony.
I see. Wow, yeah. I see. It turns out we're not little My Little Pony experts here on the Jeff Calkins Show. All right. Jeffrey has a chance to extend the lead.
Port wine stain, Mongolian spots, and stork bite are common names of what harmless but noticeable thing? This is 3 of a kind where I'm giving you three things. Port wine stain, Mongolian spots, and stork bite are common names of what harmless but noticeable thing?
Port wine? One more time?
Yeah. Port wine stain, Mongolian spots, and stork bite are common names of what harmless but noticeable thing?
Spot. I don't know. The only thing that I was thinking, like a spider, but no,
that's like a mole.
Okay.
So it's dermatological. Is this dermatological, Kevin?
Yeah. I mean, you're going in there. But it's not a mole.
He go on spider. I'm going mole. It's a mole. It's a blemish.
But this still has the steel.
Oh,
but
Chris,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But go ahead, Chris. Do you have an
idea?
What are
you doing, Chris? What's your guess, Chris? Because both of those.
My guess doesn't really matter.
I do not. I don't have a guess.
All right, no guess for that one. Birthmark is what we're looking for. So you're close with the mole.
I was close with the stork bite.
Should have been the one that gave you the key, the hint there.
Storks. I see. That would make a lot of sense. Well, do you think Chris played honorably?
He absolutely did.
He wasn't Googling while driving, pretty clearly.
Please,
Chris, thanks very much. Merry Christmas. That's Chris on his way to Fort Smith. Kevin, how can people figure out where you're going to be?
Go to SerenoEntertainment.com. We're playing Christmas music bingo every night somewhere in the Memphis area. If you want to celebrate, that's always free. And we do have Christmas trivia rounds happening every night somewhere as well. You can find out everything SerenoEntertainment.com. Come hang out with me in the Grinch tonight at Waldo's in Cordova.
All right. Thanks very much, Kevin. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Kevin tweets me. You wouldn't know because you don't have Twitter. How's that going for you?
It's not great.
Do you ever think of like joining, what is it, Blue Sky, no. Threads, any of the other things? Where are you now on social media? Yeah, anywhere? Do you have anything?
No.
Insta? TikTok?
No.
How are your mentals?
I've not noticed any difference one way or the other.
Your mentals aren't improving?
No.
Anyway, Kevin tweets at me. He says, nasty take, sir. What do you think is nasty? What do you think my nasty take was?
The pomegranates are good?
No, I Googled the pomegranate again, just to remind myself during the break.
Uh-huh.
They're not good. Like, you wouldn't eat a pomegranate a day like you might eat an apple.
Sure.
Or an orange or something. They're exotic. You cut them open, and there's a million seeds in there, and they're all this bright red-purple thing. And you eat the seeds themselves. You feel like you are literally eating. It feels like, I don't know if I've ever had caviar. You had caviar? It feels like the caviar, the fruit. If caviar were a fruit,
yeah,
it would be pomegranate.
I think a tasting menu on my honeymoon. Look, I had it.
The nasty take caviar. Was, he says, Edie is better than Jaron. Please put up a poll. I said Jaron is better than Edie. And then I said, but I understand if people would like Edie at his contract more than Jaron at his. I think if I put up a poll, Edie might win. That's because people would like the shiny toy.
And it's just Jaron's a big that doesn't
and he's
get
a
rebounds.
Big. If you're no one likes bigs that don't rebound. Even if you know
we in this city especially.
Yeah, you know what? I heard people. I heard Brad with this. Edie's better. You know why? People. It's the same people who rip Powell.
Well, I was thinking, remember when they traded Mark and Jonas comes in and gets a bunch of rebounds?
Oh, yeah, and all of a sudden people like Jonas because he rebounds more than Mark. But he's soft. All he was a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen. All he was a Hall of Famer. He was tremendous. And he's getting ripped because he's a big and he's not tough enough. People like their bigs to be tough, man. Anyway, so Kevin, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put up a poll because the people, if they voted that way, they'd be wrong. Maybe someday, though. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Drew Hill, Bennett Doyle will join their program today. Cobb's with me on Jeffrey Wright & Company. Eric and Jason Smith will join us during the program. It's Thursday, so Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.